Implementation and regional bodies. This point is closely linked to the previous one. In some negotiation sessions, it has been said that some indicators will be devised and monitored under the logic of regional implementation. The argument is that some countries would be interested in following up on global indicators, but for those who think that they would prefer to select those that are closer to their possibilities and needs, the middle ground would be to find the balance with regional logics of implementation. In the case of the Asia-Pacific region, this would have the advantage that the regional instruments could also be linked to a more comprehensive framework of indicators to implement. Given that ESCAP, the regional body for the Asia and the Pacific region, has opened the door to an official body for civil society participation, the region is in a privileged position to lead the process and set a precedent for the rest of the regions in this regard. The aim of the Asia-Pacific Regional CSO Engagement Mechanism APRCEM is to enable stronger cross-constituency coordination and ensure that voices of all sub-regions of Asia-Pacific, Southeast Asia, South Asia, Northeast Asia, Central Asia, Pacific are heard in intergovernmental processes. Note reference 14. Thus, the RCEM will make sure that 60% of the world's people living in the Asia-Pacific region are better represented by civil society and social movements in global negotiations and have a stronger, coordinated, and more effective voice in regional processes. As the APRCEM communique states, as a result of a bottom-up and inclusive process, the creation of the RCEM has been initiated, designed, and will therefore be owned by CSOs in Asia and Pacific. It will be an open, inclusive, and flexible mechanism designed to reach the broadest number of CSOs, harness the voice of grassroots and people's movements to advance a more just, equitable, and page 26. Sustainable model of development. Moreover, it will be a platform to share information and best practices and build capacities of CSOs for better and more effective engagement in the future. Taking into account the diversity of the Asia-Pacific region and the limitations of existing institutional structures for civil society engagement, the CSO Forum in Bangkok defined 8 additional constituencies. Note reference 15. Which are currently not included in the existing major group structure, as well as 5 sub-regional groupings. Read the APRCEM communique here. https://drive.google.com/file/d/oblibilidimgram-zinc3thwm1rhnhm/views. +1. The RCEM is an example of the institutionalization of the participation of civil society in the regional bodies for follow-up and reviews. It is an example not only in terms of content but also in terms of form, leading the way for other regions to follow. Regional sessions have been held, and they left the general and overall mandate to the HLPF at the global level, including on the role of stakeholders and civil society participation. This was the case of the Asia-Pacific Forum on Sustainable Development held in 2015. However, the section on follow-up and review in the Agenda 2030 is still very broad, and there will be a need to go back to the details at the regional and global level in 2016. This is so because some governments, especially in the North, are not ascribed to regional bodies. This is the case, for instance, of the U.S. and Canada. They may be observers in some bodies, but do not ascribe as formal members in them. Others are members of economic groups such as the OECD, but not of bodies that are engaged in terms of implementation. This is why, in the follow-up and review section, member states are encouraged to define the multilateral group with which they feel more akin in terms of sharing their implementation practices. Some regions are reluctant to strengthen regional bodies. This is the case of some Latin American countries. These elements are just to highlight that the situation of the Asia-Pacific region, both in terms of its Forum for Sustainable Development, as well as of the institutionalized body for CSO participation, the RCEM is in a privileged position to lead the way for the rest of the world in terms of good practices. This is why a broader and more ambitious strategy must be made at the regional level, to link as well the regional instruments and thus strengthen the regional documents under CPD and Beijing. Under this scenario, the feminist organizations have a lot to gain, given that the SRHR agenda will be reinforced by a global trend, but with a regional approach. Furthermore, structural points of entry, such as a sexual division of labor and other macroeconomic issues, may well be more easily addressed at the regional level than at the global one. Alliances between civil societies among the regions must be sought. Given the complementarity of some regions from the South, this is the case of the Asia-Pacific region and the Latin American and the Caribbean. ESCAP can be a platform to devise more structural and ambitious implementation frameworks.